Mark Emerson Show live from Portland. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Gary Baumgarten in New York City. Let's go with breaking news to Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
There is some breaking news here. An aircraft has crashed into a high-rise apartment building in Manhattan's Upper East Side in New York City. This from NBC News. There are conflicting reports about whether it was an airplane or a chopper. Video from the scene shows at least three buildings in the high-rise engulfed in flames. According to WNBC, officials said the aircraft was a helicopter and not a plane. And that's all we have at the moment. So Scotty is monitoring that story for us for any updates.
All right. And that's in the east side? In Manhattan?
In Manhattan, yeah.
All right. Scotty, will you keep monitoring. And then we do have Gary Baumgarten already scheduled at the bottom of the hour, actually. So we will, let's see. Okay, Drudge is reporting that it's a helicopter, for whatever that's worth.
Okay, we're going to start monitoring.
We're going to, Drudge is, in fact, I'm pretty sure, okay. I've got this here. Helicopter crashes into high-rise in New York City's Upper East Side. It's at 524 East 72nd Street, New York, near the East River. That is according to the Drudge report. So, there you go. All right, so we've got some video from CNN television that we're looking at right now. And in fact, I think, aren't we able to bring up, we're able to bring up CNN Breaking News, that CNN Breaking News channel on the board on this, on the Lycus pot, I think, Sarah.
Here we see flames coming out of the window of one of these buildings. This is at East 72nd and New York Avenue in New York City.
Hey, Scotty, do me a favor. Will you go and grab Sean, please? I want to be able to bring up the CNN Breaking News channel in here because I'm sure they're going to be carrying something on this. Will you, if you will, have Sean come in here?
So we have the small aircraft crashing into a New York City high-rise. We can see sparks and flames coming out of two windows on one of the stories. We're not sure how high up that is at the moment.
Now, what is that building off to the left? Do we know that? I just don't know New York well enough.
I'm not sure about that.
That looks like more of the residential area.
So this is the FAA says it is a small general aviation aircraft crashing into this New York City building.
They're unclear right now about whether this is a helicopter or, I mean, it doesn't.
So as we can see, this is into one of the upper stories of this high-rise apartment building in New York City. The FAA saying it's a small aircraft. So this just happened moments ago in New York City. An aircraft crashing into a high-rise apartment in Manhattan's East Side in New York City. This is a multi-engine small plane, according to a police source. A multi-engine small plane crashing into a high-rise.
That's remote, too.
We can see flames coming out of one of the upper stories of this building.
All right, I'm looking at this right here. Hey, Scotty, were you able to track down Sean? All right.
Any engineer?
He's working. All right, no, they're working on it right now. We're
police
CNN source, audio feed.
This is a multi-engine small plane crashing into a high-rise.
And it doesn't, now it looks
okay,
like
we can see flames shooting out of the corner of two floors.
And this is a 20-story.
This is into the middle of a 20-story residential building.
All right.
In New York City.
It does. It looks terrible. It looks like it's confined, at least at the moment,
to two stories.
To two stories. Now, can we tell, are these two stories, this is in the middle, so this is about halfway up? Do we know?
It looks a little higher up.
Because I have no.
Okay, apparently they say it's a 20-story building. It is in the middle. Yeah, it's about halfway up this building.
All right, and it doesn't look. Okay, so this is.
This is at East 72nd and New York Avenue in New York City.
And they haven't confirmed right now, they haven't said whether this is a helicopter or whether this is a small airplane. But we're looking at these flames coming out of there right here. This is right in the middle of the, this is in the east side of Manhattan.
Now, it looks like they've extinguished the flames on one of the floors.
It does. It looks like this may have already, they've started to put it up from the inside.
Yeah.
Because the good news is, I mean, it doesn't look like this is affecting any of the other floors in the building. In other words, this is not, we should be really clear about this. It does not look like this is an out-of-control fire.
Right.
And in fact, it looks like it might have only been the one of the three buildings that was on fire, of the three that this plane or this helicopter, although I'm unclear about, I'm looking at, and obviously in Manhattan, these buildings are clustered so close together, but I'm unclear about how it is that it apparently affected three buildings, which they, the initial claims were that may turn out to not be correct.
So the FAA says this is a small general aviation aircraft crashing into a New York City building, singular, not plural.
Buildings. All right, okay, so it... I'm reading this here. Aircraft crashes into high-rise in New York City's Upper East Side.
This is a multi-engine small plane.
And by the way, okay, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, is now saying there is no reason to believe that this is a terrorist act. It does look to be. The FAA is now saying there's every indication that this is a terrible accident, but an accident. A small plane crashing into a high-rise in Manhattan. It looks as though they are attempting to get this fire under control. It's in the middle of a 20-story residential building. But again, the FAA has said, and they have just put out a statement saying there is no reason to believe that this was deliberate. It does look, by all indications, to be a very bad accident.
This is the middle of a 20-story residential building. The flames are shooting out of the windows of two floors in the center of the building.
All right.
And it seems to be confined to that area and not spreading. So apparently they do have it under control from the inside.
It does look like they are attempting to get it extinguished, and it's not. See, the flames are going out again. There's actually four windows. Mm-hmm. And two windows per story. So it's two stories. It looks perhaps to be an apartment building or two, and then the same section immediately below it. So a total of... perhaps four apartments on two floors that are in flames, although the flames are sporadically going out and then coming back. So it looks as though there are probably firefighters inside the building right now.
So this is at East 72nd and New York Avenue in New York City. A small aircraft has crashed into the building.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to work on getting some audio from CNN. Again, just to recap so you don't hear misinformation about this, it looks as though an accidental small aircraft crash into a residential high-rise in New York City. And we
said, so it looks like the flames have been extinguished on one of the floors.
The lower floor appears to be out. The upper floor continuing to burn. And
we can see firefighters on ladders.
And we can see also from the inside, you can see the smoke being... forced out really quickly as though there is extinguishers.
You can see the water coming out as well.
Is that water? Yeah,
is water.
So there is water being shot out, you can see, from the inside of the building. So clearly there are firefighters in the lower room, or on the lower of the two floors. This is in New York, where either a helicopter or a very small plane has apparently accidentally collided with a 20-story residential high-rise. And again, looks... by all accounts to be an accident. And that lower floor seems very clear to be put out now. And you can see the flames on the upper floor diminishing. And
also on the upper... yeah, the flames are starting to go out on the upper floor, so they made quick work of that. The bottom floor, it appears that the flames are out now completely.
All right, so it looks like this is confined to a couple rooms, one building on the east side, 72nd Street in New York near the East River. Again, no reason to believe that it's anything but a very terrible accident. We do have Gary Baumgarten scheduled later on in the hour. We'll check in with him. So I'll tell you what, we will work on establishing audio here with CNN breaking news, although again, we should note that it does look very much like A, it's an accident, B, it is under control. No word on fatalities, but it does look like it's confined to a very small part of this building, this the terrible collision.
This is at East 72nd.
Very small aircraft of some kind colliding with a residential high-rise. So you can see the flames are now almost out on the upper level as well. So firefighters there getting that under control. So it does not look as though the fire has spread through any other buildings or any other floors from what we can see here. We're watching the CNN feed. So... all right. Well, let's move. Do we have additional Do we have additional news here?
Yeah, we do.
Or
we'll,
okay.
We'll check back with them.
And we will, what we'll do is we'll continue to follow this and kind of give you breaking news on this as it develops. But it does look as though the worst of this fire in this apartment building in New York City is over. It looks as though it is very clearly under control.
So a small aircraft crashing into that building, as far as we know.
All right. And the initial report, which you may have heard, was that it was three buildings. It does not look as though that was the case. And there you can see right now, if you're seeing CNN, you can see now water coming out of the one remaining window where there was still flame visible. And it looks as though the fire is now completely and totally out. It doesn't look, there's a little bit of a flickering still left there, but you can see, that's pretty amazing to see actually. It's about midway up a 20-story residential building. And we can see water shooting out from the inside, so obviously firefighters. Sean, do we have the CNN breaking news channel on the board? Are we able to bring that up? Okay.
CNN is not.
All right. Really? Okay. So it looks as though this fire is now completely out. And the firefighters are there on the in the one remaining room where there is some flame.
That looks like higher than 20 stories.
Well, I'm unclear about which. They're showing a close-up here on the right. On the left, they're showing a cluster of small buildings together. A small space, a cluster of buildings. And I'm unclear about which of the buildings it is when they do that pullback, that wide shot. So we have been told that it's a 20-story building, but I don't know that anybody's been able to confirm that yet. And again, the latest we have here, and this is being fed from CNN, and Drudge says a small aircraft, quote, crashes into high-rise, 524 East 72nd. No reason to believe that there's any nefarious cause behind this. It does seem to be only a terrible accident. All right. And so CNN is sort of pulling away, and they're actually going back to other footage of the city now, so it does seem as though everything is under control. It doesn't look as though the fire has spread to any other floors. There we go. You can see a shot of the building.
So that basically is a standalone building. It's not connected to any other building.
There's nothing, and it doesn't seem like there's any other buildings even close enough to it, especially for a small aircraft. It doesn't seem like there's any way for it to have hit any other building. It seems very, very unlikely. You can see it's an area surrounded by other tall buildings, but it does not seem to have spread. And some smoke coming out now. They're propelled by water. It's very telling, by the way, if you're watching the CNN video, which we are here. It's telling, I think, that probably everything is over, and you can tell because they're no longer showing the straight-on front view of the building where the flames are visible. They're now showing a side view, a profile view of the building, so you can see the smoke coming out. And that's the biggest indication probably that the fire itself is completely under control, that they're no longer showing sort of the default angle, which would be the straight-on view of the building. So we're talking about this building on 72nd in New York, where there was a collision with either a very small plane or a helicopter, one of the two, that apparently accidentally collided with the building. And they are now back to showing the front view of the building, where it looked as though everything was completely out. This is a News 12 in New York City that's showing this. And there's some remaining smoke and whatever. All right, yeah, so Gary is apparently still going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. So, in fact, I'm going to, Tim, in fact, why don't we move on and do a couple of these other stories here, and what we'll do is we'll get some CNN audio pulled for this as well. In fact, let's see if I'm able to pull up CNN audio here. This is, and you can see the whole building is sort of, it's becoming difficult to see the building because it's, okay, they're saying now it's a fixed-wing airplane.
Yeah.
It's a fixed-wing, and
What is that?
What is a fixed-wing airplane? Does anybody know what that means? So a small, apparently, fixed-wing airplane is what collided with this building. Small residential, small aircraft has crashed into a high-rise residential building at 72nd Street and York in Manhattan, police said. Police are en route to the site, said that this is from CNN.com, said to be 525 East 72nd Street. Flames and smoke could be seen. They're now saying past tense. Could be seen pouring from the high-rise apartment as fire engines raced to the scene there. So, all right. So we're attempting to get some CNN audio. Their site, as you might imagine, is very overloaded at the moment. But in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Gary Baumgarten, who actually is live in Manhattan. So we'll be talking to him in just a short while. And Scotty, we'll just go ahead and route these calls through sort of as, you know, now as normal, if people sort of, if people are calling in about this, about knowledge of whatever this, what this airplane might be. And they're back with this side view of the building now, so it does look like everything is completely out. Everything's sort of been taken care of. It says that they've got a terrorism task force responding to the scene, but again, that there is no reason to believe that it's anything but an accident. There's no reason to believe that there's any sort of, there was not an intentional collision between this plane and the building. All right. Well, we'll have more news on that as it happens. So just to, to wrap up. So if you're tuning in or if you just happen to flip by the television and there was a high-rise residential building in Manhattan, and are they still sticking? Do we know that it's still 20 stories and something?
Yeah.
There's a high-rise, a small aircraft of some kind collided with it. And it looked like there were a few apartment buildings ablaze sort of in the middle of it. A fixed-wing airplane, they're now saying, crashed into a building in New York City. It does look to be accidental. And it looks as though it's out. There's still a lot of smoke coming out of the building. But it looks as though the fire is suppressed. This is a not the geek. Okay, Aaron. Hi, you're Aaron. You're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Yeah, Rick. Fixed-wing aircraft. That's a regular standard airplane that has, you know, fixed wings. A rotary-wing aircraft would be like a helicopter. Because the wing is technically the rotor that spins around.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. So when they say, so as opposed to, so rather than just making it simple and just saying airplane or helicopter, they say fixed wing airplane.
Yeah, that's your typical bureaucratic FAA.
Totally.
You know, got to make it a lot harder than it actually is.
All right. Do you have, I mean, this is a dumb question. I mean, if you have, what kind of, do you have any idea what kind of a small airplane, you know, would be sort of the kind that you would fly? It seems like flying right through the middle of Manhattan seems a little odd. You know what I mean?
It's hard to say. You know, it could be like a sightseeing type aircraft. You know, like a small, like Cessna, you know, a little six place little plane.
Yeah, like a Cessna. I never thought about that.
It could be a corporate aircraft. You know, a corporate aircraft, like a little turboprop. You know, you see at the airport, they're slightly smaller. But from the extent of the, you know, where the fuel was all over the place and burning, it looked like it was probably a little larger than than your typical small four or six place airplane.
Yeah, it does look as though there was, the fire had spread it to at least a couple floors. I mean, they're showing downtown Manhattan. There's at 72nd and York Avenue where it's just the street's obviously just a parking lot. I mean, there's cops everywhere. It's ambulances everywhere. It's unclear about whether there's any fatalities. Certainly, they're going to have people there investigating whether or not there's any sort of terrorism or any sort of crime behind it. But again, the government has said repeatedly there's no reason to believe that it's anything other than an accident. And I mean, it does, I mean, frankly, if the past is any indication, it does seem like this is a terrible accident, but it does seem like it's a little on the small side for any sort of a grand criminal gesture. So it seems very unlikely that there's anything nefarious behind this. All right, Aaron, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Aaron. All right, it's 503-733-2970. In fact, Sarah, because it is already 25 after most, because we've got Baumgarten coming up, let's break now. Is that cool with everybody if we go ahead and break? We'll gather
more
news.
Yeah, and Tim can get more info.
Tim can get some more news, and also, I don't want to be in a break when Gary calls us, because obviously his day has just gotten insane. So when we come back, Gary Baumgarten, who is in Manhattan, actually, and he will be weighing in on this airplane colliding with a building in New York City. Looks to be an accident, but we'll find out more. Gary Baumgarten from CNN coming up around the corner. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It's AM 970 Solid State Radio. You gave it my corner. You gave it my corner. All right, so Rick Emerson Show. We're live from Portland. It's 503-733-2970. In just a moment, we'll talk to Gary Baumgartner, who's in Manhattan. Tim Riley is at the Ministry of Truth. Tim?
So we have a small aircraft. They crash into a high-rise on the Upper East Side of New York. Startling just about everyone. This is not terrorist-related, they say. It's just a small plane. The aircraft struck the 20th floor of a building at East 72nd Street. Witnesses said the crash caused a loud noise, and burning and falling debris were seen. And let's see. The building is at 524 East 72nd Street. This is a 50-story condominium tower. It was built in 1986, located near Sotheby's Auction House. It has 183 apartments, and most, of course, worth more than $1 million.
Let's welcome now Gary Baumgartner, who's in Manhattan. Gary,
good morning, or afternoon, whatever it is.
Man, first of all, I mean, is there anything we know that's important that hadn't already been covered? I mean, I hate.
Yes, let me just say the first important thing, and I know you mentioned it, but this is not a reenactment of September the 11th. It is an aircraft into a building in New York City. We're getting conflicting reports, actually, from officials, whether it was a fixed wing or a helicopter.
Right.
I think it's going to turn out to be a helicopter based on some of the witness reports. But the point is, although Homeland Security has agents on the way, that's kind of pro forma. They have no reason to believe that it was terrorist-related. So basically what we have is a tall building on the Upper East Side, a very Tony area, about a mile and a half north of the United Nations. And according to some of the witness accounts, this helicopter was flying at a low altitude and weaving in between buildings up there. So whether this is somebody hot-rodding it, or whether it was a stolen helicopter, whether it was somebody who had a medical problem, or what, or mechanical error, we won't know probably for a while, but it does lead to a lot of speculation as to what happened up there.
And these are the Bel Air condominiums.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. It costs about $1 million to get in there. So,
and it was this. It looked like it was a couple floors. Is it too early to know if anybody was? I mean, was anybody home? Were these people?
We haven't heard anything about casualties as of yet, but we're expecting a briefing from the police and fire and EMS officials. And they're very forthcoming in a case like this. And probably what's happening is that they're suggesting to people who are not on the floors that are impacted, and unless they're a floor or two above or below, to probably remain in their apartment.
It's actually funny. Just as you're saying this now, I'm watching the CNN video feed, and they've moved off of it now, but they were showing that there were people on it, not adjacent, not directly to them, but people sort of who live on the corners of this building, in the corner apartments, just sort of opening their windows and just sort of, they actually showed somebody kind of sticking his head out.
Yeah, gawking at it. Yeah,
I guess they've all kind of been told, like, stay in your, like, don't go walking in the hallways or whatever. So,
well, the reason they don't want this, and of course this was the whole issue with 9/11, the general rule is, if you're not in an affected floor, if you're if it's not a life safety issue for you, if you start evacuating a building that's over 100 stories tall, such as this one, you're going to be clogging up the elevators and the stairs, so the emergency personnel can't make ingress and egress. Of course, unfortunately, in the case of September the 11th, the buildings came down, but this building is in no danger of falling.
No, and we should, again, to say real clearly, this looks to be an accident, but a terrible accident, but an accident.
Right.
Right in the middle of this 50-story residential, sort of a collision, no word on casualty, but the fire is out. I mean, I hate to even report stuff like this. I'm getting some of this off the screen here from CNN. I hate to even say things like this because I don't want to freak people out, because it looks like it is absolutely just an accident. But they're reporting that NORAD is putting a bunch of cities on alert and whatever. But I would be very.
I don't think that's true. Is CNN reporting?
That's on the crawl. That's on the CNN crawl.
Let me just say this: when there's a breaking story like this, and it's all hands at every network working it, and everybody's working their sources, and different sources may be giving different information because one person may be less informed than another. In the early stages of an event like this, it is not at all unusual to get conflicting information.
All right.
Because I just read something that was emailed to me by Lisa Goddard from Washington, a statement from NORAD saying that they are not tracking this. It's not of interest to them. So there you go.
Well, there you go. Well, the fact that they would, even say that to anybody, that indicates that there probably isn't. You know, the,
right.
And the White House now have said officially now, I'm reading now, that all indications are crashes. And actually, the White House says...
I think this speaks to the time we're living in, because if this crash had occurred on September the 10th, 2001, we'd be on the air talking about it, because it is a spectacular event and very unfortunate, but nobody would have been thinking terrorism.
Well, and Sarah and I were talking about this during the break, that it's like you did... You know, and I don't want to be accused of being sort of whatever, to be being you know, just engaging in sort of sensationalism or whatever. But you know, it freaks you out, man. I mean, I hate to sound so trite about it, but I mean, it as you said, something like this now. I mean, you just hear the words building and New York and plane
right.
and hit, and it's like, and you just you hate. I remember, and I know you got to go here, so I'll let you go here in a second, but I remember a couple days, I think it was, after September 11th. It was like September 13th, 14th. There was some guy, and he got busted for, like, trying to take over an Amtrak train with a box cutter or whatever.
Yeah,
and I remember that. I will always remember, what's his name, Chuck McCord from the Imus show,
yeah.
saying, he used the phrase, he says, like, you know, I-Man, all indications were they were trying to do it again. And I will
never...
No, but I'm just saying, then, September 13th, 2001, it sounds stupid to say that now, I remember hearing that then. I remember exactly where I was. I was in the corner
yeah.
of 39th
and Powell.
What are
you going to do? Hijack? I mean,
you know?
It's there's no question that the rail system needs better
no.
security. Everybody's acknowledged that who's knowledgeable about the issue. But if you take a box cutter to the throat of the engineer of a, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Have him driving into the Empire State Building? You can't do that.
No, it sounds ridiculous. But I remember that day, like on September 11th, it was enough to sort of fill
right.
me with terror.
Well,
yeah,
yeah.
So that's kind of why we reacted this way. So,
right. And that's why we should be very cautious in our reporting. And I
sure.
think you're doing a great job at, you know, putting it all into perspective.
There's 168 firefighters on the scene. Four alarm fire. There goes four firehouses called out. But again, as you said, that's sort of a pro forma thing. It's just a thing they do.
This is a thing about New York City that is just absolutely wonderful. When there's a major event like this, they come out and they take care of the people. You know, they do what they have to do. And you're not going to find another city that, you know, has the resources. You'll find cities that are as well trained and, you know, and have the heart to do it, but they just don't have the resources that New York has to throw at a situation like this, and you're seeing it right now.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Well, the good news is that it looks to be, relatively speaking, it's contained, it's over, and it's, again, all things being equal, a relative piece of not good news, of course, but I mean the fact that it is not nearly as bad as your gut always tells you it might be when you
right.
first hear it.
I think
things.
It's important for us to discuss it, even, you know, just to, so that when people hear about it, they can say, well, they were listening to the Emerson show, and you know, we were informed that it was, you know, that it was not what our worst fears might have led us to believe.
All right, Gary Baumgarten, my friend, I know you got a busy day ahead of you. I will let you get back to that. We'll talk to you very soon.
Talk to you later, my
all right,
man.
There you go, Gary Baumgarten, ladies and gentlemen, live from New York City. All right.
So now they're saying it's a 50-story building. Also, yeah. NORAD has put fighters in the air over major American cities as a precaution, but there is no need for it, of course.
No, exactly.
Anyway.
It is, yeah. And I hate to try to diminish the impact of this, because it is, you know, it's obviously bad. We don't know if there's casualties, or if people were home, if they weren't home or whatever. But, you know, as I said, when we went to that commercial break, and as Sarah said, which I completely, the first thing you think of is just like, Jesus Christ, I can't believe that, you know, that I'm hearing this news again. And then it is just such a, even though it's a terrible accident, you get this whole sense of, I mean, you know, this, you get like the two things. You get the sense of relief that it's not, you know, some other 9/11 type thing. It's not some terror. And then, of course, if you're me, because you just labor under Catholic guilt all the time anyway, if you're me, you get the relief, and then you get all the guilt about feeling relieved that it's, you know, only a plane slamming into an apartment building.
Ed, I just noticed a police officer on the corner with an automatic weapon.
I saw that too. They
must have been dispatched there. You know, from the first time they got the alarm
well,
to be there.
And I meant to ask Gary about this, but obviously that guy is just busy beyond words right now. But I, so there's 168 firefighters, there's four station houses there, there's four alarms.
They're just running in a stretcher, did you see that?
Yeah, and I wonder, I mean, yeah, again, it's like you wonder what other incidental damage is caused by this. In other words, you know, let's be honest, if you turn on CNN and a plane has hit your building, you're going to be barreling down some stairs. And there's all kinds of incidental injuries, I think, that haven't seen. This is the thing. That what is JT terrorism?
Joint.
Joint terrorism. Joint terrorism. Okay.
So right now it is about 20 before 4 in New York. So most people would still be at work right now.
Right.
And so chances are that building was empty.
That is the good news. I hadn't thought about that. And I guess the other thing is that Gary said was they just so much of this, like the joint terrorism force and all that stuff, just being on the scene. That's just part of. I mean, they got their craft together there. Arson and explosion teams sent to the scene. So that's got to be a thing where you just sort of round up the usual suspects. You know, all the. It's like I don't know if you all have ever called an ambulance for like a medical emergency, but you know what? You call an ambulance because you got whatever. You got like. You know, leeches all over you or something, whatever, chest pain, and they send a fire truck anywhere. It doesn't matter where you live. If you call an ambulance for any reason, they will always send a fire truck, or they usually send a fire truck along anyway. And so I think that's, we're sort of seeing that writ large here, where any sort of an explosion, a collision, whatever, with a building, it's like they don't hold, but they send the whole thing. They send the whole posse down. Adam, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hey, Rick.
What's
you
up?
You say that, what they say, NORAD? Scrambled fighters.
Right.
Which is, now, we should say this, that this is sort of secondhand. Gary Baumgarten, who's in New York there from CNN, Gary says that Lisa Goddard was told they were not doing that. But Tim and I have now seen that a couple, CNN television, though, for what it's worth, is saying that that's the case. And is that where you, Tim, where did you pull the NORAD thing from?
From the CNN website.
So CNN television and website are both reporting. I guess there's probably a little bit of difference that we can clarify what we're talking about. I don't know. I mean, well, there's scrambling fighters, and then there's NORAD being on alert, but I don't even know that those are the same thing. I just don't know enough about how that operates.
Well, maybe it's coincidence, but within 5 minutes of you coming on the air with the first coverage of this, I saw two fighters taking off and peeling off, not in their normal way, from PDX.
I am sure that that's not a coincidence.
I saw them kind of take off and then immediately turn, and that's not normal for them, so I figured, yep, maybe they got to go on.
Well, I mean, we got CNN radio, TV, and the web, the wire, and two of the three of them are in agreement that NORAD has, as they say, scrambled fighters over many major American cities. And we know because after, God, it was November 12th, I think. It was on September 12th. It was on September 12th that we had Vera Katz on about 9/11, and she noted that she had been told that Portland was, quote, one of those cities to watch, and because of buildings like Big Pink and probably the Coin Tower, that they're, you know, are sort of they're high profile targets for stuff like this. And so I have no doubt that if they start putting jets over a city, that Portland is on that list. So I'd be curious to know if anybody else is sort of seen that, or if anybody who sort of, you know, works at the because this wouldn't be the airport, this would be this. Where did you see them coming from?
Taken off out of the airbase out there by PDX.
All right, yeah, okay. So if anybody else is out that way, I'd be curious to know if it's just those two, or if they came back or whatever. So, all right, thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Adam. All right. So it's unclear about whether Portland is, and I'm taking any sort of measures here, but
okay. So this says about the building that apartments occupy floors 22 through 50, and according to NBC, the hospital for special surgery is on the lower floors. And it's saying that it hit around the 20th floor. The apartments start at the 22nd floor.
So, well, it doesn't sound like it's any better than it. So, are you telling me it actually hit a hospital, though? Is that, so this building is a hospital up until 22nd, the
yes.
22nd floor?
According to NBC, it's a hospital for special surgery on the lower floors.
I don't even know what that means. I mean, in New York, there could be anything. It could be plastic surgeons, for all we know. I mean, it could be any number of things. So, it doesn't look as though there was some sort of a stampede or an exodus. Sean Couples?
No.
We do? Yeah, in fact, let me get out of your way here?
Okay.
All right. So, we're going to pull some audio from CNN television here. So, this is, again, a small airplane crashing into the Bel Air condominiums in New York City. What did they say? Did they say it hit, like, I don't know, it hit like the 20th floor, something like that. All right. And they're doing a lot of long shots here. I don't know where this initial report, which turned out to be very untrue, this initial report that it was, I think, three buildings. I'm not sure who where they first kind of got that from, but it turns out that that is in fact not the case. And it is a fixed-wing airplane, which I guess is a small sort of like a passenger plane, you know, or whatever. Should Sarah be bringing my, okay. So if you want to bring my piece up, we're going to download. We've got some CNN audio here. This is coming from, CNN radio. That takes a second. It'll bring up the,
CNN Radio Special Report. I'm Stan Case. Thick smoke billows from a 50-story Manhattan apartment building after a small plane crashes into the high-rise. Flames can be seen leaping from windows about halfway up the structure. Carlos Ramos is a doorman at a nearby apartment building.
We hear a little what you could call bass, like boom, a little bass, because we are a couple of blocks away, and we saw the smoke coming out.
CNN's Deborah Farick identifies the building as the Bel Air Condominiums on Manhattan's Upper East Side.
This was a multi-engine small plane. Now, apparently, fuel from that plane has spilled down, so there is not only fire there, but there's also some fire on the ground. This, I'm told by a police source, is a residential building. The plane hit about midway in the building.
The FBI says there's nothing to suggest the crash is terrorism related. This is a special report from CNN Radio.
All right, so there you go. So not really anything that we didn't already know, but a clarification from CNN. Thank you, Sean. All right, so there you go. So I hate to use phrases like nothing to see here, move along, but it does look at the very least like it was not what everybody sort of instinctively feared.
Hey Rick, how's it going?
David, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hey, what's up?
Hey, I actually watched the news last night, and they said that the National Guard was going to be more busy, quote, as they said.
Yes.
And I just watched the jets as they took off, and they came up, and they actually banked out pretty heavy heading north.
And when was this?
Oh, not more than 5 minutes ago, 10
really?
At the max.
All right, well, and so CNN, so I'm not...
So once again, NORAD has established that they have put fighters over most major American cities.
And that does seem to be borne out by, the anecdotal evidence that we're hearing, too. CNN has they're repeatedly now saying it on the call. So I think Gary
And that from the military just moments ago.
All right, yeah, so it does look as though Gary and Lisa kind of, they got their signals crossed maybe somehow with all, and there is a lot of, as Gary said, the first thing that happens is you get conflicting information, you get conflicting reports, but it doesn't seem as though, it seems as though this is just a precaution that they're doing. It is part of a standard playbook that they probably run whenever anything like this that could even conceivably be considered a terrorist act, which it is not, by the way, by all indications, anything like this happens. So, all right, David, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. Okay, all right. It's 503-733-2970, 733-2970. Well, I vote that we take our second break here and come back. And frankly, unless anything, we will continue to sort of update you on this. The latest is to sum up everything that is known, I guess, fatalities and so forth, all of that, there's going to be a press conference undoubtedly later. But for now, I think what we know is that a small plane collided with a residential building by accident. It was an accident by all accounts. And fire is under control, and Tim has reported, the military has now said that the NORAD has put some aircraft in the air over some cities, probably just a precaution, and that nothing else, it doesn't seem to be any sort of, any secondary or tertiary indications that this is trouble or in any larger way. That this does not appear to be part of any larger scenario. So, well, let's continue to update this. We'll give you breaking news on this as it happens, if anything else comes out. Let us take a break and come back. And I think just as I'm getting ready to go break, there's now one confirmed fatality. So it looks like there is a confirmed fatality. And there may be more, there may not. But that's from the New York City Fire Department. So it's a confirmed fatality. We'll take a break here. We'll come back, and we won't do the whole open and everything. We'll come back, and we'll essentially reset the news hour. And we'll just kind of take everything from the top. So it's 503-733-2970. When we come back, we'll do the news. I swear to God, we'll do the news hour when we come back. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere.